South African flags are flying at half-mast today in tribute to the apartheid-era president P.W. Botha, who died on Tuesday at the age of 90. Botha oversaw one of the most brutal periods of apartheid, including state-sanctioned murder and torture and raids into neighbouring states that backed the anti-apartheid movement. Yet he also initiated contacts with black leaders, which led to the end of apartheid in 1994. Gunter Zimmermacher is the editor of South Africa's largest Catholic weekly, The Southern Cross, and he spoke to Charles Collins about the mixed legacy of President Botha.
It's an interesting case. In one way, P.W. Botha was a reformer during the 12 years that he was state president and prime minister. But at the same time, he also presided over some grotesque abuses of human rights, imposing several states of emergency and basically driving apartheid into its grave by some of the policies that he refused to change and, ironically, by some that he did change.
Given his association with the apartheid system, why would the new multicultural South African government honor this man in such a way?
I think part of it is a natural protocol that a former head of state is going to be accorded such honors, even if one disagrees with them. But I think also that to a large extent it is a show of the government's willingness to reconcile the various groups in South Africa. The government of Thabo Mbeki also offered Mr. Botha's family a state funeral, which the family has declined. And it would have been a wonderful irony, of course, had Mr. Botha been buried by the kind of state that he devoted his whole life preventing.